Unit 12.
What am I going to do now, Rita? I'll be lost without this job. I've really enjoyed working at WNYN.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go to your boss and tell him the whole story.
But there's nothing to tell. He says I'm not doing the job to their satisfaction. Now, how am I going to argue with that? Tell them they're wrong?
That's not the reason you're getting fired, and you know it.
Wait a minute. Listen, this is what the letter says. We regret to inform you that after careful evaluation and so forth, listen, the determination has been made that your job performance over the past 60 days has not been in accordance with the minimum performance standards established by WNYN-TV.
But, Marcia, what's that young guy's name? What's his name?
You mean David?
Yeah, David. He's the one who's been interfering with your job and with your job performance. He's been sabotaging you.
Now, that's a little strong, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what else you'd call it. He's been doing everything possible to make you look bad and himself look good. He's made you miss deadlines. He's tricked you. He's taken jobs away from you. Why, he's just...
He just doesn't like being told what to do. He's a very ambitious young man, and he's determined to get ahead as fast as he can. Unfortunately, I just happen to be in the way.
You've got to fight to protect your own interests. Here's this guy who's lied, he's cheated, he's played dirty tricks on you, and now you're getting fired because of him. He doesn't care about you. And here you are making excuses for him.
He's very good at his work. I've got to admit that.
All right, all right. So he's terrific at his job. So what? That doesn't entitle him to step all over you and ruin your career. You're very good too, remember? You're at the top. Everybody agrees with that.
Not quite everybody. The management at WNYN doesn't.
But they don't know what's happened. They think you're falling down on your job, and you're not.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Go to Bob Russo and say, Bob, the reason my performance isn't acceptable to you is that David stopped me from doing my job. He just wouldn't let me do my job.
No, give him the details. Tell him how David tricked you, saying he'd pick you up and take you to the airport that morning. Oh, tell him about that other time at the university when David cut you off by changing the appointment time. And what about that City Hall interview? And the hospital project? And all those other times he went out on his own?
Bob would just think that I was making excuses and trying to blame David for everything so I wouldn't lose my job. Besides, criticizing David behind his back wouldn't be right.
Don't do it behind his back. Tell your boss to have David come to his office at the same time. Then have him ask David point blank whether all those things are true or not.
Oh, I'm sure David would be able to give very logical explanations for everything.
Sure, he'd probably deny everything. But you've been with them a long time, and they know what kind of a person you are. Who do you think your boss is going to believe, you or him? Oh, this thing makes me sick. It's just all unfair. That guy's getting away with murder.